What is up, guys? And you are listening to our solo A Star Wars Story review here on the Imperial Broadcast. I'm your host, as always, Shamari Stewart, joined by my co-host, Kendall Stewart. So we got the usual two here. We couldn't get EJ in the studio. EJ's doing some other things.
Yeah.
I'm sure at some point, I'm sure you'll get to hear his opinion on Solo.
Yeah, maybe we'll bring him on next week or something along
those
lines.
Yeah, we'll try to get him on. We'll try to get him on to talk about some Solo. But we're here right now to talk about the movie. And just to keep in mind, this is a spoilers review.
Spoiler heavy.
We are going to very spoiler, and they're big spoilers. Big spoilers in this movie. So you do not things that you do not want to hear before you see the movie. Even if you say you do, you probably don't. So go see the movie and then come back and check out our review. And of course, we would appreciate all the listens we get. But we think this review would be better enjoyed if you had already seen the movie. But all right, so before we get into our actual review, there's some really big news that we just have to address on the show, because it would be egregious for us to not mention it at all. According to the Hollywood Reporter, the next or a movie that is slated for Lucasfilm to come out is Boba Fett. It's official. It's according to the Hollywood Reporter, it is official. A Boba Fett movie is being made, and James Mangold is directing it. Last movie James Mangold directed was Logan, which was a huge success. This is, I just don't know how I feel about a Boba Fett movie in general.
Right.
I feel better about a Boba Fett movie than I did about this Solo movie. So I'm looking forward to this movie more than I am looking forward to anything coming out of this Han Solo movie. Either way, I would much rather see an Obi-Wan movie or something relating to the Old Republic or a spinoff relating to the sequel trilogy or anything like
so
that.
So it's not as if you're against, because some people might hear your problems with the idea of Solo and then also the idea of Boba Fett and think, oh, maybe you just don't want spinoff films. Is that not the case?
That's absolutely not the case. I don't mind spinoff films. I enjoyed Rogue One. Rogue One is one of my favorite Star Wars movies. Rogue One was a spectacular movie. So I am totally in favor of spinoff films. I just want them to be about what I'm interested in. You know, like, honestly, I'm not as interested in the world of bounty hunters as I am in anything relating to the Force or anything relating to the actual wars that are going on in the galaxy.
Yeah, I mean, anytime, I'm the same way when it comes to the whole Bounty Hunters thing. I mean, for the longest time, we've been talking about a Bounty Hunters TV series, you know, since ABC had pitched that idea or something along those lines. And yeah, even back then,
there was a 1313 video game.
Yeah, exactly. And I've never been, like, super interested in those ideas, but I'm at the point where, like, I feel like as long as these movies do well, which, I mean, Solo hasn't done great in the box office from what we know. It was a mess for them to make. Very costly movie, very expensive movie for them to make. But as long as these movies are moneymakers for Disney, we're going to get more Star Wars movies and more Star Wars spinoffs. So I'm willing to let them try Boba Fett. I'm willing to let them try Han Solo. If that means we're also going to get those other movies. The problem was it was preempting Obi-Wan. And they had yet to even announce Obi-Wan, so it was weird that we weren't getting Obi-Wan, but we were getting Boba Fett and Han Solo, or seemingly getting Boba Fett. They have now announced Obi-Wan, so that's less of a concern. And I don't know, we did a video of 5 Star Wars spinoffs we'd like to see, and I don't believe Boba Fett was on the list.
I don't believe it was.
I can't imagine we would have put Boba Fett on the list.
Yeah, I can't imagine that either. I mean, and one of the main reasons for that, for me, is that we've seen Boba Fett. Or I've seen both of Boba Fett's story.
Yeah.
In terms of him becoming Boba Fett.
It's out there.
Yeah, it's out there. People have seen it. You know, so.
It's not like it's in a comic book or a novel.
Yeah, it's in a show. People have watched it. It's very popular television. You know, so. So it would have to just be in kind of young adult Boba Fett adventure type of movie. which, you know, not sure exactly how much I would like to see that. Though I'm sure that movie would still be much more, I would be much more engaged, I believe, in that movie than I was with Solo, or that I would be with any kind of Solo sequel or anything like that. But with all that stuff being said, I like for us to jump into the review. We will talk more about this in the coming weeks. I'm sure we'll get more news on this, you know, of course, in the coming weeks. But we want this show to be specifically regarding Solo, so that's what we're going to do. So jumping in, kind of what were your overall impressions of Solo? Just you saw the movie. What did you think?
I mean, Solo is an interesting movie. Obviously, it had a very tumultuous production process, to say the least. I think that's probably selling it a little short. You know, with three directors, and obviously we had our whole deal with Phil Lord and Chris Miller, but and then the transition to Ron Howard. With all that being said, though, I think the movie, I think it was a success for Lucasfilm. Like, now my expectations weren't super high, because probably it, I imagine some of the reasons why my expectations weren't high were because of the expansive reshoots that they reportedly had, and all the reported strife and the departure of Lord and Miller. All that stuff probably lowered my expectations. I wasn't expecting a masterpiece. But then also it comes from the fact that it's a Han Solo movie. So, I mean, just like we talked about how they may not have been the greatest idea, I had to take that into account, that it can only imagine it being but so good because it's a Han Solo movie. And so you have to take that with a little bit of a grain of salt. So when I took all that into consideration, I came into the movie thinking, look, Lucasfilm did its job. It didn't have to be spectacular. It would have been nice, it would have been spectacular. But, you know, life just for baseball, you don't have to hit a home run. Just get a single. Just get on base, get to the next movie. You know, Obi-Wan has to be a home run, or at least, a triple. That's got to be a very good movie. At least that's what I'm expecting. You know, Episode 9 has to be a great movie coming off of Last Jedi's, up and down reviews. So those movies that you're leaning on a little bit more. Solo, you just had to stay afloat and not be a train wreck, and I think that's what they did.
Yeah, for the most part, I'm pretty much in agreement. I did not think the movie was spectacular. I did not think the movie was amazing. The movie didn't blow me away. It wasn't great, but I thought it was a good movie. I was in the theater. I enjoyed watching the movie. You know, I wasn't in there upset. I wasn't in there yelling, saying that this doesn't make sense. Confused, you know, that for the most part that wasn't, I didn't feel like one movie was doing one thing and the other one was doing something else. You know, I wasn't in there upset, angry, none of that. You know, for the most part I was there, you know, I wasn't, I mean, the opposite is true. I wasn't, you know, blown away really by anything, but I enjoyed myself, and I thought they got the and one of the things I think they did well was I think they got the spirit of the world, the smuggling world that Han Solo was a part of.
Right.
I thought they captured that very well. I thought they did a very good job of doing that, showing what it is like to be in that world. So yeah, I think they did a very, very good job of portraying that.
I like how they didn't have to remind you a million times that he was a smuggler.
Yeah, they didn't have to remind you.
They'd have to tell you, oh, by the way, I'm a smuggler.
By the smuggler, the up-and-coming smuggler, Han Solo. The smuggler.
You might have said the word smuggler, like, twice in the movie.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it was very good. They did a really good job with that. But, yeah, I guess just going into some of the other things that I liked about the movie, I like the environment in the movie, as I just mentioned. I like, I liked the side characters in the movie for the most part, though some of them I thought either died off too quickly or their roles were a little murky. So, I mean, but for the most part, I was happy with the side characters that were in most of the movie. So I was happy with that. I liked the antagonist as well. I thought Paul Bettany did a very good job as Dryden Voss. Let me see. For the other things that I like, there wasn't much that I was just like, oh, I really like that, but there wasn't much of that. It was, stuff was good, stuff was acceptable, you know, but it was never anything like, oh yeah, that
the,
I really like.
The big
like,
question I think most people listening will have is,
what did you think about Han Solo?
All in Iron Man.
Yeah, well, how did you feel about Shamari?
Han Solo movie.
Shamari, how did you feel about Han Solo? Well, I mean, I thought he was good. I thought he was okay. I mean, I didn't think he was great.
Harrison Ford.
I didn't think he was... He ain't Harrison. No. But I didn't think he was great. I didn't think he was horrible. I thought he was good.
The acting coach, you think that helped him?
You can see the acting coach after the first act. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, no. I thought he did a good job. You know, I think, you know, any... I think it's just... And I mean, we kind of joked about it, but I mean, he's not Harrison. You know, yeah. He's not. It's really weird going from one person that you just saw, they are Han Solo, and then someone else who's not doing a Harrison Ford impression.
The way I looked at it, you have to look at it like Tobey Maguire is playing Spider-Man, Andrew Garfield, Tom Holland, or, you know, Christian Bale to Ben Affleck to, you know, Michael Keaton, like that kind of. It's the same character, but totally different actor, probably a different take on it. Now, yeah, there are going to be some differences really in the character. I thought Alden Ehrenreich was... It took some getting used to. But I think the strength in his character came less from the performance and maybe more from the writing. I think Lawrence Kasdan, you know, Ron Howard, and I don't know what Lord and Miller did, what their contributions were. I guess I'll throw them in the mix. But the people that made the movie, I think they had a good take... I think they had a good handle on the Han Solo character. Now, I'm not. That's not to take credit away from Alden Ehrenreich and say, look, he didn't add anything, or he was, because I mean, at the end of the day, he was the one doing the job. It's like crediting a coach and not the players. But I did feel like at times I found myself wondering, is this guy Han Solo? You know, like, you have to kind of really believe it. But you kind of have to do that with, you know, Donald Glover as Lando also. I mean, these are characters that you. Are playing different guys, or these are characters we've seen with completely different actors that you're gonna have to try and get adjusted to. Han Lando's a different deal because he's a side character in general. Han Solo, this is a Han Solo movie, and Han Solo has been the main character of four different Star Wars movies, so
right.
it's a little different.
Yeah, it's definitely different. Which is why I didn't really have a problem with, or part of the reason I didn't have any problem with Donald Glover as Lando, you're seeing him as Lando. I'm like, yeah, sure, he's Lando. You know, it wasn't really hard for me. But yeah, like, and another thing that kind of that I wasn't crazy about with Alden Ehrenreich, and it isn't. This isn't even necessarily him. It might be Ron Howard or Lord Miller or whatever, whoever directed him to act this way. But I felt like this Han Solo was much less accusatory. Much less, he was much more accommodating. He was much nicer.
He wasn't as grumpy.
He was much nicer.
Yeah.
You know, than the Han Solo that I'm used to seeing.
I noticed that too.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Maybe.
You know, I was like, why is he so nice? You know, why is he so like, I gotta do the right thing.
Yeah,
oh, this is doing the right thing.
I was trying to do the right thing.
I'm like, why?
It was to the point where at the end when he was like, I'm not the good guy. I'm like,
yeah, you are.
You haven't shown me anything to say, like, oh,
nothing
I'm a bad
guy.
Nothing
you've done so far has made you seem like a bad guy.
He's only
nothing.
Made the right choices.
Yeah.
Only done the good thing.
Yeah. So I wasn't crazy about that, really.
He wasn't much of an anti-hero.
Yeah, not really much of an anti-hero at all. But made me wonder, like, how did this guy become the guy in episode 4?
I mean, the only thing I'll say is maybe because of what happened at the end, with Kira kind of, you know, turning on him. Maybe that turned him down a path of, like, you know, screw everybody.
Now, yeah, but they didn't even show that. Though.
But they didn't show that.
So
yeah, I can't. I don't know.
So it's like I have no idea. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, but that's for my positives. That's kind of where it ends.
Chewie. So Chewie's in the negatives.
Chewie was good. Chewie was fine.
All the side characters. So Kira, positive.
Kira's there's mixes. Yeah, a lot of these people are mixes. Yeah. I'm talking straight positive.
So there weren't any characters for you that were like, besides Dryden Voss, that you felt like were just knocked out of the park.
Yeah. That he was really it. And even he was just like, he wasn't like spectacular. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know anyone there that was like, wow, yo, this guy.
I need a movie from Dryden Voss.
Yeah, you know, no one.
Tobias Beckett, no. Yeah,
no one in this movie, like, wowed me necessarily at all.
I mean, the Paul Bettany Dryden Voss character, I was impressed by. I mean, when I went back and realized that he was supposed to be played by Michael K. Williams, but because of the whole reshoot process, that he couldn't do it, so they had to reshoot all of Dryden Voss's scenes with Paul Bettany. I mean, that's the way. I mean, it looked like he fit perfectly in the film. You know, to think that all that stuff was part of reshoots was, I thought, was impressive. I thought it was a good story. It definitely was a little bit more of like a romantic love story than I expected, because they didn't really show that in the trailer.
Yeah,
you know, I didn't know who Kira was in the trailer. I didn't think that she was a love interest or anything. But I thought that the story was well done. I definitely like Donald Glover's Lando Calrissian. I thought he did a good job. I went back and watched Billy Dee Williams' introduction in episode 5, and it's just eerie to watch that, and right after seeing Solo, and like even their embrace, like it just gives you so much more context into those movies, and to think like, oh, that's the same guy, and this is what they went through, and you know, Billy Dee Williams talking about, oh, how's my ship doing and stuff, and like now you realize, oh, that's why, you know, he's saying that this is where he got the ship, and it's crazy. But I think that's what's good about Solo, is that if you're watching Solo as a Star Wars movie that's supposed to be like, in it, you know, in and of itself some masterpiece, I don't think you'll get that. But if you take it and you look at it as more added context into the character of Han Solo, into Lando's character, into that entire smuggling world that Shamari mentioned earlier, if you take that all into consideration, I think you'll find a greater appreciation for it, and more context going into episode 4. But yeah, I thought Lando did a good job in this movie, but there are definitely some things in the story, some characters. I didn't hate Woody Harrelson's character either, until the end. Well, it's one of those things where it was like, going into the movie, I thought he was going to turn on them. I felt like he just, Woody Harrelson's always playing a villain, you know.
Once he made that statement to him on the ship about don't trust anybody and stuff.
You were like, watch him.
I was like, he's going to betray him in the end. Yeah. I was just waiting, and then he's like, oh, go, don't worry. Yeah. I'm just like, he's going to show up again. He's going to betray them.
So when Dryden Voss said that he had somebody, you knew.
I immediately knew.
For a second, I thought it was going to be Lando. I was like, because Lando like just flew off.
Yeah, he just flew
off. So I thought maybe he flew off to Dryden Voss or something and told him what was happening. So that threw me off, and that's why I was like, oh, this guy,
man. Yeah, I immediately knew it. So I was like, it's Woody Harrelson. He's a bad guy now.
Yeah, that guy's always, playing somebody evil.
Yeah.
Give me Carnage. I don't know why
lately he's just been playing evil people.
Playing the
age. He has an evil look about him now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So, like, I came in. I wasn't excited for the character. I was like, look, man, this guy's going to be evil. I don't know who he's... I don't know how he's going to turn evil, but he's going to turn evil. And I don't know, it threw me off when, like, he wasn't evil for most of the movie. I'm like, alright, I don't know what is gonna happen with this character. So that was strange. But I don't know, I think by the end, when he does turn, I'm kind of, like, looking at him like, yeah, I don't know. This kind of didn't go well. The rest of his team, though, when they were first introduced, I thought they were good. The little muskrat thing or whatever he was, I forgot his name. He was funny. I thought that was Warwick Davis's character when I was watching. Although I'm guessing it was Warwick Davis's character, and they show Warwick Davis, and I'm like, oh, that's Warwick Davis's character. So I still don't know who played the other guy, but I thought he did a good job.
Yeah, he did do a good job.
The pilot.
Yeah, I think this is a good point, I guess, to transition to some of our negatives, because that's one of my negatives, was they killed off him and the other lady.
Right.
I thought they both were good characters. I was looking forward to seeing them for the rest of the movie, then they were gone. And I'm like, all right. I mean, they're willing to kill off characters like that. That's pretty bold, but now they're gone. So now there's less strong performances on the screen, you know, and that is a negative. Let's see, some other negatives. Like, as I said, I wasn't crazy about Alden Ehrenreich's Han Solo. It wasn't terrible, but I just felt weird about him. He was too nice, and he was definitely not Harrison Ford, and I couldn't get into it throughout the whole movie.
Right.
So that kind of slides into the negative slot a bit. Let's see. Kira's double cross and Kira's story as a whole was a little weird to me. You know,
they never really. I still don't even know her story. Really,
I don't know her story. She was gone, and she was with Dryden Voss. All of a sudden, she's with Dryden Voss. And she's with him, she's not with him, she's with Han Solo, she's not with Han Solo.
Like, first of all, like, they hint, like, oh, maybe they have some sort of relationship.
Yeah.
But then they don't really
expand on that.
Then he's like, oh, go with Han Solo or you'll die type thing.
Yeah.
And so now you're like, oh, she's his top lieutenant, but she's also, like, expendable. And she crosses him. And then kills him. Like, I don't know, like you said, it's a very confusing story that they don't really explain. I think they want to do more things with her character.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is why they left so much to kind of, to interpretation.
Right.
Because I think they want to expand on that in comic form or in novel form.
Yeah.
We got a Forces of Destiny with her.
Yeah, there's a Forces of Destiny with her.
So I think she's definitely a character that they're going to try and brand.
Yeah, they're going to try to make her a staple of some kind. Not necessarily like Leia, but she's going to be like one of their main people going forward. But yeah, I wasn't crazy about that. Let's see. I think the plot in general was... like it was okay. It was a good introduction to the smuggling world, but I mean, it was about what I expected, which was a run to steal some stuff.
Yeah,
you know, for a gangster guy that is evil, and it was kind of predictable in that sense. And it wasn't less than what I expected, but I didn't expect much from it. So it was what I expected it to be, but it's a negative. You know, that's not a story that I would like. That's part of the reason I wasn't looking forward to seeing this movie, because I didn't want to see a story of, oh, I gotta go smuggle something,
yeah,
I gotta go steal something for a gangster. And it's like, I don't know. That's not super interesting to me. You know, just in general. You know, so I don't know. The plot itself was a little lacking to me. You know, with Star Wars, you know, the big Star Wars, I want to see more than that. But, you know, whatever. So, I wasn't crazy about that.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I didn't mind, again, Tobias Beckett, the character, I wasn't a huge fan of. I was for a while, and then when he turned, I was like, alright, whatever, screw this guy. It didn't make any sense to me. Like, he said, don't trust anybody, but, like, I guess he wanted to come out on top, but... he didn't have to do that. Like, their plan would have worked had he not done that.
Right.
So I don't get why he did it. You know, I was like, it's not like, oh man, we're all gonna die.
Yeah.
Like, it was everybody against Dryden. Like, it's not like he was on an island.
Yeah, exactly.
Where he's like, look, I gotta be the one to end out on top. So that seemed a little weird. I was fine with Kira's character. Finally, Dryden Voss. Didn't like the whole Enfys Nest thing. It was, you know, what during the movie, it was kind of like, remember Legends of Tomorrow, Shmari? Remember, what was it? Mick Rory's character?
Yeah, Heatwave.
Yeah, remember when he was, what was it, season one or season two?
I forget his name, but yeah, that guy.
Yeah, the guy that would, like, just come out of nowhere. Yeah,
just come out of nowhere.
And, like, oh, he's some pirate that would come out of nowhere. Oh, yeah, while we're on a mission, come out of nowhere and attack.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is...
Team Rocket or something.
Yeah, it was like Team Rocket from Pokemon, where I'm like, oh, it's Enfys Nest. I'm like, oh, they put a tracker. I'm like, when did this happen? How did they even do that? Oh, we put a tracker on them. I'm like, oh, so now we know they're going to show up, and they're not going to be ready. And then when it was, like, some girl, I'm like, all right, they're not going to explain this. They very loosely, a couple of lines explain the whole situation. They weren't marauders. They were trying to do good. But I'm like, yeah, I don't know. The whole Enfys Nest thing didn't really work for me. I guess by the end, it was decent. But, like, while it was happening, I'm like, this is stupid. But, other than that, I don't know. The whole Darth Maul thing is another thing that was very, very polarizing for some people. I guess when I've been seeing him on Rebels, and when you see him in the Clone Wars, he looks a little different. You know, he looked a little different with Ray Park playing him than he does in the CGI version. So that kind of threw me off a little bit. But it was crazy to see Darth Maul. He was definitely thrown in, but I think it, for the most part, it worked.
Yeah, Darth Maul. I think his inclusion, for me, it was just more surprising than anything else. I'm still kind of like, whoa, like I did not see that coming.
Yeah.
The only takeaway for me, I didn't have any problem with it. I didn't have any problem with it. The only negative for me is that means that they might try to set up more Han Solo movies. And I don't want that. That's my only problem with it, is that they might be trying to build something off of this movie
but like involving Han Solo
Darth Maul that I don't want to see.
Have a run-in with Darth Maul. Because didn't he have no inkling with...
He had no knowledge of the Force or anything like that. So he can't run into Darth Maul.
There's no way he can run into Darth Maul and have some sort of showdown.
So I don't know.
I mean, I almost wonder if they're trying to set up, like...
something with Boba Fett or Obi-Wan or something.
Maybe Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan could be interesting, but then we have what happened in Rebels.
Yeah, what happened in Rebels.
Can't really do that. Maybe a TV series with Emilia Clarke. She's probably too big at this point to do it. A Star Wars television series is not like your average TV series. It's not like The Flash.
Right.
But I feel like that's something that I heard was a possibility. Maybe they're trying to set up a TV series. And besides that, maybe they just have more movies. And other than that, it's just novels and comics. I don't feel like you would put Darth Maul just to set up at the end of a major movie like that, just to set up a comic book series.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like that's something you want to do for, like, another movie. Or a television series.
Yeah, so I don't know how I feel about that. You know, I don't know. Because it's weird, so I don't see him going into Obi-Wan. So it just makes me think they're gonna throw him into either Boba Fett, I guess. Now Boba Fett's happening. Or another Han Solo.
On when Boba Fett or Lando, possibly. Yeah, but that would be weird.
I don't want
to see Lando shouldn't be some sort of super actor.
Going up against Maul and the criminal underworld. Yeah. Like, that doesn't make much sense.
It doesn't at all.
So I don't know.
I don't think we're getting another Han Solo movie, though.
I mean, apparently he signed some kind of three-movie deal.
Maybe he'll show up in Boba Fett again.
Or show up in Boba Fett?
He might show up in Boba Fett. I think Boba Fett's going to take place after Episode 6. I think it's going to be post-Return of the Jedi, showing what happened to him after.
That'd be crazy.
I think that's probably the way to go. Because that's something that we haven't seen. And that's something I think people would be interested in. I think something before episode 4, or even sometime during the original trilogy, people are going to be like, I don't care. We know all the sense.
But he still died anyway. Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying. That's fascinating. That is an interesting theory. But yeah, also, to go back to what you're saying with the Enfys-ness, the whole Enfys-ness twist. I don't know how I feel about that either. I mean, it was okay. But then I was just confused because she seemed pretty ruthless before.
She did, man.
When they were on that train thing. She, you know, she was ready to kill them, you know, like in
she was a straight brutal villain. Ways. Yeah. That was one of those things where I wonder if that was two different directors.
That, you know? Yeah, that's possible.
I think that was part of the story, but it was kind of strange, man.
Yeah, it was weird. You know, I was like, whoa, like, she was really brutal before, and she seemed bigger.
Yeah.
She just looked bigger before. But I'm just like, I don't know. Maybe it was tricky camera work. I don't know. Bigger stunt doubles. But, you know, whatever. So I don't know how I feel about that either. Though I thought the twist, for the most part, worked. But, you know, just some things, like, kind of was just like, wait, what? It was just a weird kind of trying to rationalize that in my head. But, yeah. I mean, I think we covered all the major beats of the movie. I mean, the love interest was all right. I thought that worked for the most part for me. The Lando was decent. I thought Chewie was good. I mean, that's really. I thought Han's relationship with Chewie worked for me. That probably should have been in the positives for me. That I thought that worked.
To really get an idea of why Chewie has his life debt for Han Solo.
Yeah. Though they didn't say that, which
they didn't say anything.
I was hoping they would say something about it, but they didn't.
Yeah. But I guess they didn't want that whole, like, you know, I'm indebted to you for the rest of my life type of thing.
The slavery.
Yeah, exactly. It was a little weird. But, you know, I think that's implied. But the connection that they had is very obvious, and the chemistry that they had is very obvious. I think that's probably Alden Ehrenreich's best job in this movie, is his chemistry with Chewie, which is weird because Chewie is just some big giant monster. But that's probably the most important aspect, one of the more important aspects of the movie, in terms of a character he's supposed to bounce off of.
Yeah.
Even bigger than Lando.
Yeah. But I think he did that very well. I definitely think he succeeded in that regard. But all right, so I think it's about that time for final ratings.
All right, Shamari.
So
did Ron Howard save Star Wars?
So look, my rating for this is going to be a 7.5. I thought it was a decent movie. I don't think it was great. I don't think it was awful. It was a decent movie. It's a watchable movie. It's definitely a watchable movie. If you haven't seen it, I would recommend seeing it. It's a good movie. So I thought it was decent. I don't want to see any sequels. I don't want to see, you know, Han Solo 3 or anything. I don't need that. But I thought it was a good movie. I thought it was a fun movie.
Han Solo 3. It's almost like too low for a sequel.
Oh, and I didn't like how Han Solo got his name. I didn't like that either.
You didn't like it?
No, I hated that. You're Solo. It's like, what? Really? Yeah. That's why he's Han Solo? Yeah. But I don't know. But I don't know. Whatever.
Apparently, Bob Iger had spoiled that, like, months ago. Like, he had said something about, like, oh, we're going to find out how, you know, Han gets his name in the movie. And, you know, then Lucasfilm came out, like, they met, like, he met figuratively how he gets his name, you know, in the galaxy. But it obviously, in the movie, he literally gets his name Han Solo.
Oh, that's funny.
So now we know, don't trust everything Lucasfilm says.
Listen to Bob Iger more.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, maybe we will get our Lando movie. Maybe Kathleen Kennedy slipped. Lucasfilm had to do some backtracking. So, you're going 7.5. I will... I'll go 7.5 also. I think this movie... I think this movie had a chance to be good. I mean, it was good. It wasn't bad, but I think it had a chance to be really good. I think the production process probably did slow down a little bit. Probably did muck it up a little bit. But you don't feel it too much to the point where it hurts the movie, like maybe Suicide Squad or like Fantastic Four. But I think they do a good job with this movie. I think Lawrence Kasdan has a good handle on the character in terms of the story and stuff. I think Ron Howard did a good job, and whatever Lord Miller contributed, if they contributed anything, they did a fine job. And I think the cast was pretty much a stellar cast. You know, I mean, now I see why they casted Woody Harrelson to be Tobias Beckett, because he's going to turn evil. I should have seen that coming. But I think Emilia Clarke and Ian Reich and Donald Glover and Paul Bettany, they all, I think, did a very good job in this movie. I think they all deserve to be commended. So, yeah.
I mean, I want to see the Lord and Miller cut.
Yeah. Apparently it's like Deadpool, right? It's non-stop comedy. Slapstick jokes. So yeah, I mean, 7.5 is not a terrible score. I think Rogue One, I probably gave like an 8.5 or something. So, step below that, step below Last Jedi, I think, which I probably gave like an 8. But not terrible. In that bottom tier of Star Wars movies, though.
Yeah, I agree. But all right, that'll do it for our solo review. I will try to jump on some of the solo side stories. I mean, some of them should be shorter, so it should be easier to get through. So I'll try to get on that for you guys. I'm also catching up in some of the comics, like Aphra and Mace Windu. So I will have a lot to say about that as well. Some good, some not so good, but. So yeah, you guys have that to look forward to as well. That'll do it for this show. So for Kendall, I'm Shamari, and we will see you guys next week. Peace.